Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
There's massive elephant in the room here, which is Nienaber, since he's come on board. But the Nienaber factor, since he's come into the system, the Leinster, the alignment that we're talking about, hasn't been as smooth between the bulk supplier to the team in terms of defensive systems and all that matching up. So
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to tonight's Premier League games, including Manchester United's attempt to win five in a row for the first time in nearly 2 years. Seanie Maguire gives his thoughts on turning down a move to Shamrock Rovers, and could Ireland play a summer friendly with a World Cup host? But first, Michael Carrick says no one at Manchester United is getting carried away with their winning run. They're aiming to make it 5 wins from 5 under Carrick tonight when they play Premier League strugglers West Ham at the London Stadium. If United win, they go third. Carrick wants his players to enjoy their improved form, but also to recognise nothing's been achieved yet.
You definitely take the confidence and the feeling from the games that you've had, knowing you can go into the next game with a little bit more feel-good factor about it. But I guess the big challenge is knowing what's got you there, and all the hard work and the preparation, and then what it takes to win a game of football at this level is tough. So never assuming the next one's just going to be all right.
Nuno Espirito Santo says West Ham will face a very different United side to the one they drew 1-1 with at Old Trafford in December. Even though Carrick's team have won 4 from 4, West Ham have 3 wins from their last 4. Their only defeat was that 3-2 loss away to Chelsea, a game they were 2-0 up in at half time. A win at the London Stadium would move West Ham level on points with Nottingham Forest, who are 1 place above the relegation zone.
We keep believing that it's up to us. We have to do our jobs. We go day by day, game by game. We know how tough it's going to be, ignoring what the other teams do, because we have our situation that has changed. We still have to go. This is our approach.
That game at the London Stadium kicks off at 8:15. Elsewhere, Newcastle are away to Tottenham, hoping to end a run of 5 games without a win in all competitions. It's a set of results that has seen Eddie Howe's side slip to 12th in the league after conceding 13 goals across those matches. Howe knows things have to change quickly.
We haven't defended our goal well enough. That's cost us in those games. So I think it's a simple thing to say, and sometimes a difficult thing to execute, but we need to find solutions to our defensive vulnerabilities.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank refuses to admit his side are in a relegation battle. Spurs haven't won a league game in 2026. They're 15th in the league, just 6 points above the bottom three.
There's no doubt we desperate to win games, desperate. That's the main thing. That is, can we go out there and get 3 points? That will be very good, and then climb from there and look forward. That's what we need to do, and that's the main focus.
Thomas Frank also admits Christian Romero's disciplinary record has to improve. The club captain picked up his 2nd red card of the season when he was sent off against Manchester United on Saturday, while Dejan Kulusevski looks set to miss the rest of the season.
He's a young leader, so he's learning every day. When you have a player that is playing with so much passion and aggressivity, then sometimes things like that can happen. That's not said that he shouldn't learn from it. Of course, he needs to learn from it going forward.
The Tottenham boss also says he has no problem with fans singing Mauricio Pochettino's name. Chants for the former Spurs manager have grown louder in recent weeks, with the team struggling in the league.
Being close to win the Premier League title, getting into the Champions League final, if you're close, then you're very close to winning. And sometimes, you know, it's football, it's margins. I think Pochettino's done a top job here, and he's a true legend. So, and if the fans sing their names, it's well deserved.
Chelsea boss Lee Mercier says his players have adapted to the demands of a relentless schedule. He's chasing an 8th win in his first 10 matches tonight when they face Leeds at Stamford Bridge.
They're playing with a real enthusiasm at the moment. They're enjoying their football. And as a coach, that's very pleasing to see. So at the moment, things are looking good. We have to continue. The demands have gone up. It's going to be a physical game. But the signs are looking really, really good for what we want to achieve together.
Rossini added he's not bothered by people mocking him online, but admits it has been affecting his family. Memes have compared him to David Brent from The Office and Will McKenzie from The Inbetweeners, but he says getting the better of Leeds is his main focus.
Daniel's an outstanding coach. They're very, you can see in their recent performance as well, Calvert-Lewin's in really good form. The way that they press their energy, they're direct in a really positive way.
Leeds beat Chelsea in December, but that was at Elland Road. Daniel Farke's side have managed just one win in 12 on the road this season. Leeds have 29 points. They're 6 clear of the relegation zone, but the manager says he hasn't been using the calculator to work out what they need to stay up.
It's not like if we would achieve 38 points, we want to stop winning points. We want to win as many points as possible anyway, and for that. So I'm not too addicted and concentrated on doing too much math. I'm more concentrated on playing good football games.
Everton boss David Moyes says his side will have to pull off a few shock results in their final 13 games to claim a European place. A win at home to Bournemouth tonight would move them above Liverpool into 6th place.
We don't really say too much, we don't go on too much, but obviously I'd rather the talk being about European places than talking about relegation places, and probably the history of the club here for too long has been relegation places. So, you know, we've got a long way to go for that to happen, but if we can hang in with the teams above us, you just never know.
Bournemouth may be in a good run of form, but manager Andoni Iraola says they're still approaching tonight's game with caution. Bournemouth are unbeaten in 5. They've picked up 11 points from a possible 15 to move up the table into 11th. But Iraola says his short-term aim remains simple. Keep the momentum going.
Everyone will need, I think, if not 40 points, very close to 40 points to stay out of trouble, let's say. So I think our focus is let's try to win two games as soon as possible, and then we can start, no, thinking in other things.
All those games kick off at 7:30. As I said, the United and West Ham game starts at 8:15. Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest boss Sean Dyche says he won't lose any sleep over reports his job is under threat. Forest are against bottom side Wolves on Wednesday, sitting just 3 points above the relegation zone. Dyche says he's only focused on what he can control, not the noise around them.
It's just a reality of the modern life as a manager. You know, on the same day I'm manager of the month, they're saying I should be sacked, and the media are saying it. I work that one out. That's a new one on me, and I've been doing this a long time. It's just the way life is. Everyone wants everything now. They want it. Clickbait is the new key thing in life. It's just life.
Liverpool boss Arnold Slot says his side has to be close to perfect to achieve qualification for next season's Champions League. After Sunday's loss to Manchester City, last season's champions are 11 points behind Pep Guardiola's side. They're 17 behind the leaders Arsenal. Tomorrow, Liverpool are away to Sunderland, who haven't lost a home game in the league all season. Slot says it's difficult, given the position they're in, to chase down teams in 3rd, 4th and 5th.
Close to perfection because of the points we are behind. We also know that it's different when you are 4 points behind a team that's 18 or 19th in the league, because they usually don't pick up as many points as the number 3, 4 or 5 picks up. To close the gap of 4 or 5 points towards the number 3, 4 or 5, that means you have to win a lot. And that's not what we've done this season a lot, so that's why that has to be better, and we have to come close to perfection. And margins are indeed very small, because 7 minutes before the end, we thought we were 5 points behind City, and 5 minutes later we were 11 points behind.
The fallout continued from the Liverpool-Manchester City game on Sunday on the football show last night. The subject of Pep Guardiola's future came up and whether he'll stick around beyond the end of this season. Owen Sheehan was joined by The Athletic's Carl Anka, as well as football writer and broadcaster Dion Fanning.
Pep Guardiola's City tend to have a big lap where they rack up several wins in a row. I still think Arsenal are going to win the Premier League, because in my mind they're the best team in the Premier League, and they have been for a long time. It could have been a 9-point gap, it's now a 6-point gap, but I'm still looking at this Arsenal team and expecting them to get things done, because this City team, to my mind, is not as strong as previous seasons. This is the weakest City squad and team that's been around for the last 4 seasons, and will likely be the worst one for the next 4 seasons. This is a transitional period, and Arsenal and other teams need to make hay now before Pep Guardiola spends the summer in a monastery somewhere and figures out the new meta for football.
You think he's going to be around next year?
Of course he is.
And what's giving you that confidence?
Anyone predicting Pep Guardiola retiring before he does it is foolish, because Pep Guardiola will leave when Pep Guardiola gets bored. And Pep Guardiola is one of those people who, the quote I often comes through is, his wife once said, you can talk to him about non-footballing things for 40 minutes and then his eyes begin to glaze over and he starts thinking about football again. When you're doing press conferences with Pep Guardiola, you know that you don't want to be in the first 2 questions after a game, because he's not thinking about what you're saying. He's still thinking about the football game, right? He'll be invigorated by the smallest spark. It could be a new signing. It could be something he saw at the World Cup. It could be something he saw while sat on something that came to his mind while sat on the toilet. And he'll go, I want one more year because I want to figure this out. Predicting Pep leaving is, you should have the shortlist, of successors. And I think City are smart to have the shortlist, but thinking this is going to be his last season, no, no, silly. There's no way Pep's going to leave on a silver medal.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time. Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB Football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Hearts boss Derek McInnes says he isn't interested in those questioning his side's credentials. They can go 6 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership tonight if they win against Hibs in the Edinburgh Derby. McInnes says there's no better fixture for his side as they look to bounce back from their loss against St Mirren.
A cup final is how a Hearts supporter would expect a Hearts team to play against Hibs. So we're under no illusions of the type of game we want it to be and need it to be. And hopefully, as I say, we can get back to winning ways. We've got 3 home games out of the next 4. They're really strong fixtures for us to go and show our strength and hopefully get results.
Meanwhile, Hibs boss David Gray says his side will have to be calm in the chaos of the derby. Gray wants his players to rise to the occasion and embrace the intensity of the fixture.
They're always brilliant games. I say it all the time. League position, division you're in, doesn't matter. That's the Edinburgh Derby, and brilliant games to look forward to, brilliant game to be involved in. I always think it's a massive plus for the derbies when you've got your whole support behind the goal. It really adds to the atmosphere, and it's one that the players should be really looking forward to.
Middlesbrough ended Coventry's 4-month reign at the top of the Championship with a 2-1 win away to Sheffield United last night. Cork's Alan Brown played a key role for Borough, who brought on former Ireland under-21 international Alex Gilbert in the second half. Chidoze Egbene and Tom Cannon were unused subs for Sheffield United, who finished the game with 10 men. Borough are now 2 points clear of Frank Lampard's side, who they play next Monday. Borough boss Kim Hellberg says they're not getting carried away by their new status as the league leaders.
I feel pressure every day, so that would be no change. I will try to work as normal, but trying to develop the team, work together, keep fighting to improve every day. I think that's the thing.
Seanan Maguire says he's happy with life at Cork City despite being the subject of major interest from Shamrock Rovers before the start of the new season. The 31-year-old decided to stay put with Cork, who'll play in the First Division. City announced last week the former Ireland international had agreed a 1-year extension to his contract that had 2 years remaining. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley confirmed the champions had a bid rejected for Maguire, who was also linked with Bohemians. And speaking to Red FM's Rory O'Hagan ahead of City's First Division opener against Treaty United at Turner's Cross on Friday, Maguire maintained he's happy to stay on Lee's side to play under Barry Robson, who's replaced Jaron Ash.
Yeah, look, it was like, you know, like it's gotta call a spade, like it, when the champions put a bid in for you, there's a lot of interest, your head can kind of turn, but at the end of the day, I did really want to stay, and you know, when Cork obviously offered the new contract to me, I think, look, it was sort of thing of looking at it, look, my career was always going to plan out with Cork City, and putting on another jersey in the League of Ireland jersey on my shoulders, it wouldn't feel right. And as I said, I want this club to be back at the top end of the League of Ireland fighting for titles. That might not be next year, might not be the year after, but that's where I want the club to be at when I do retire, and hopefully as I said there, 7-8 years.
You can listen to that chat back in full in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. And finally, World Cup host Canada have held talks with the FAI about Ireland providing the opposition for a Montreal friendly in June. Dan McDonnell in the Irish Independent is reporting the fixture has been discussed regardless of how Ireland's playoff goes next month. Canada need to find opposition for a home friendly in Montreal on the 5th or 6th of June, with the game against World Cup newcomers Uzbekistan already penciled in for Edmonton on the 1st of June. If Hamer Hagram's side qualify via the March playoffs, they will play their opening group game on the 11th of June, which is day one of the World Cup. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.